special guest tonight. And he's a soul singer who's calling in from the USA. And we've got him on the line here. Hey, hey, Kenny. Hey, Kenny, are you out there?
Yeah.
So, Kenny, whereabouts are you calling from? You're calling from the USA?
Yes, I live in the D.C. metro area right now.
Yeah. Nice. I was perusing over some of your history and, of course, heard your tracks. You've recently, up on your MySpace, you've got a couple of tracks, Brothers, Sisters and Brothers and Serenity. So you've been a singer-songwriter originally from Hawaii. You moved to the D.C. area? You moved to North Carolina first?
Yeah, well, my parents, my father was in the Marines, and they were stationed in Hawaii when I was born.
So you grew up in North Carolina, and then I guess later D.C., and your family has connection with the Black Arts Movement, Langston Hughes, Maya Angelou, and Nikki Giovanni. Tell us about that.
Well, my parents weren't directly involved, but I would say that my childhood growing up in the South and experiencing racism and social injustice, I found a voice through the Black Arts Movement when we learned about the poets of the Black Arts Movement.
Yeah, big inspiration.
It gave me hope as a young black male. And so I think it was definitely probably the biggest creative force behind my music as a lyricist, the Black Arts Movement.
Yeah, well, that's really cool. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly been an inspiration to me. So you grew up. So how did that all come together and development of your craft?
I started writing songs when I was about 8 years old.
Yeah.
I started taking piano lessons around the same time. And when I first started reading poems and listening to songs on the radio, I just started writing things about life and, you know, a way for me to vent what was going on in my life at that time.
Very socially conscious and soulful. I mean, soul and jazz and poetry and literary were very combined back then, you know, like it was, one was the other, you know.
Exactly. And it wasn't something intentional, because now it seems like a lot of artists are sprouting up doing this type of music again.
But neo-soul and this type of thing.
Yeah, you know, but it was something organic that was really a part of my upbringing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Kenny, like, why don't we let the people hear one of your tracks, because I'm very excited about your music. Let's drop into, tell me about this track, The Sisters and Brothers.
That was a track that one of my friends requested me to do the lead vocal on. He's a producer. He's originally from this area, but he moved to Atlanta. His name is Eric Campbell, E. Campbell on MySpace. And it's a really poignant lyric about how people just need to join together, forget all the things that we've done to each other in the past, and let bygones be bygones, and let's join together, because there's power in numbers.
Beautiful. All right. Well, Kenny, hang on the line. And here's Kenny Wesley and Sisters and Brothers.
Ready? And one, two, ready. I think Grandma'd be crying if she were here to see what we've come to. Can be the first to admit it, 'cause I was just as angry as you. We all know this ain't right. Bet your Moses cries in his sleep. It used to be so black and white, but I don't think this was part of the dream. Gonna be sisters and brothers, then we gotta talk about what's going wrong. Do we
brothers and sisters, and somebody's gotta be the first to forgive. And I live, and I live, and I live. My God, we've been so wounded, so much has been over so long. Ain't no way we can go back and right all the wrongs, so many wrongs. Let's talk about tomorrow, and when we wake up to the sun. I wanna say, my sister, I wanna say, my brother, praise God for how far we have come. Oh, if we're gonna be sisters and brothers, then we gotta talk about what's going wrong. Can we live without one another anymore, anymore? If we're gonna be brothers and sisters, then somebody's gotta be the first to forgive. And let live.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. We're right here in Vancouver. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Kenny Wesley. Are you out there, Kenny?
Yes, I am.
Well, awesome. Well, you know, that's fantastic stuff. Yeah, I mean, I started thinking of somebody like Johnny or some of the new soul pioneers when I heard that.
Oh, wow. That's a big compliment, because those guys have really made a really good foundation for new artists.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, that said, I mean, you were talking about artists like India Ari and Donnie becoming a collective. And, you know, that I think that's important, you know, for people to help each other and group together, like-minded people. I mean, you guys are like the new Stevie Wonders and Bill Withers and, you know, the people of yesteryear. They got the respect and in the charts and whatever. And I think, you know, with a little effort, we can bring things around, you know, the same way. I mean, some of these people that we admire, India Ari, are getting major accolade for what they're doing, but not all of them, certainly.
They really are, and I think because there's this big change in the record industry, I think that the strength that this movement has, I don't like calling it like underground, because it's really not underground, it's above ground, because people know about it, but it's not on the charts.
Yeah.
Quite as present as the mainstream artists. But I think that those artists will start to get more exposure now, the less the more that the power is taken away from the recording industry.
Yeah, well, this is it, is that there's sort of a power shift in the making music free kind of thing. I mean, the only benefit really for the individual artist is, well, you've got to pretty well tour, you know, like that's where the money is.
Exactly.
And then, I don't know, I mean, I run a record shop, so I'd like to think, hopefully you or some of these people, we can make some kind of vinyl too, but you know, it's different now, you know, not everything comes out of vinyl anymore. I mean, I'm looking at a record here that is on vinyl by like a newer artist, but it's kind of Yolanda Johnson that she actually put out some vinyl of her new EP, but you know.
Wow, you cannot find vinyl anywhere where I go to the store.
Yeah, you know, no, I mean, vinyl is not, you know, as a new form, it's, you know, not going to be coming out all the time anymore, for sure. But so there has to be other ways. You know, MySpace, people can check out your music. I mean, you weren't, I guess, you know, once you get your album finished, you know, you were saying you were working on another track today?
Yeah, hopefully it'll be done tomorrow. We are working really hard. We want an October release date. The songs are shaping themselves up very nicely, and we want to have a really quality set. That's why it's taken so long. I've probably been working on this on and off for about 4 years now.
Yeah. I mean, you got to pay your dues, right? I mean, how old are you, Kenny?
I'm 25. Oh, I'll be 25 in probably about 2 weeks.
So, you know, you're a young man on the scene. You're making some great music. And let's drop your other track we have here now, because I'm really excited about this track, too. And it's a track called Serenity. And tell me a little bit about this track first.
Wow, I was working as an interpreter at a hospital a few years ago, and I was so disenchanted with my job. I was writing song lyrics during lunch, and that song came about just trying to get a peace of mind. You know, that's the goal of life, just to live in peace. So the song, it really just wrote itself. It was just expressing how I wanted to feel in the moment.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, the first feeling that came to me was a Marvin Gaye or this type of music from the early 70s. So, you know, to me, this is important music in modern day, Kenny.
Wow. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right, well, let the people judge for themselves the quality of this music. And this is a track called Serenity. And that's an artist named Kenny Wesley. I'm David Love Jones, and of course you're listening to African Rhythms here on CITR. It's a wonderful track, Kenny.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say, one of my, both of the collaborators on that project, I went to school with them at Howard University. The guy doing the background vocals, he arranged everything. His name is Kevin Owens, Kevo. He's on my MySpace. And the producer of the track is Taylor Pace. Milton Pace, incredible guys there.
Yeah, I know both of those tracks. I mean, the Sisters and Brothers, it's very sort of socially conscious, and it's got a nice groove. And but you're saying that there's actually going to be a different single that's going to be the first single off your album. And what's that one called?
Yeah, it's called Sorry. I love the lyrics. It basically talks about how we come into relationships, whether they're friendships or whatever, sometimes with motives that aren't always apparent, and it's basically saying I'm sorry for not being truly upfront in the relationship and putting it all on the table. If you forgive me, it's cool. If you don't, it's cool. I just want to be real with you. And it's kind of a smooth jazz feel to it. Indie artists, they really feel like their only option is internet radio, college radio. So those are the places we want to start first, and then we push into markets that are a little more independent-friendly, such as jazz radio.
Outside of the U.S., you know, I mean, Omar's from England, but Dwele and Donnie and Lettucey are, in terms of just the quality of the music being presented, you know, that's of the highest order. It doesn't really matter whether it's house or whether it's R&B or whatever have you.
That's what I always loved about Europe. You know, I lived in Switzerland a little while, and I loved how on one radio station you could hear house music one minute, then you'd hear Whitney Houston the next. So
yeah.
It was incredible, the mix they had.
Absolutely. Free-thinking artists, you know, that are not in this mold or that mold, you know, like, it's good that this kind of music could get heard, you know.
It's so important, and, you know, I think more than anything, because the messages are so pure, we want to hear some more Stevie Wonder come on the radio, too. We want a balance. You know, that's what we've been screaming about. We want good music. You know, people are going to make what they want to make, and it's free speech and all those things, but we want good music, too.
Well, we want to get to talking about a little bit about Lettucey and Rachelle Farrell, but first, I wanted to play for you an artist I'm sure you're familiar with, and he's a gentleman named Dwele. And I think this would be a nice track to go and see next.
Yeah, he's going to be doing a concert soon.
Man, what a talent. All right, Kenny, well, we'll drop into some Dwele and we'll be right back.
Feel it.
and that was Dwelly. Philadelphia, I think that's like an early track by him that's on the Bahamadia's album. It's pretty good stuff, eh?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. But you know, you were saying about some other artists. I was talking about the Strange Fruit Project album, and they worked with the singer Yazara, and you're saying that's somebody you know.
Yeah, I met her a few times. A lot of my classmates from Howard interchangeably sang backup with her. Everybody in this neighborhood and this whole community is probably connected with probably about 2-3 people, the music community.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what happened with Lettucey. You were saying that she came to D.C. And opened up for Rochelle Pharrell.
Yeah, I was probably in college then. She was the opening act for Rochelle, and they started playing her songs on WHUR, and now she has a humongous following here in the D.C. area. People love her.
Yeah, and I'm really impressed with, I guess, people like Erykah Badu. They sort of laid the foundations on India Arie that, for female singers, you know, that they can do their own thing and get some respect, you know.
Yeah, that's true, because when you think of the beginning of the quote-unquote neo-soul movement, she was one of the very first artists. And then you have Jill Scott.
Jill Scott, yeah.
Yeah, Maya Music, Soul Child, all of them came through that era, but she was really the first to really not be afraid to be different, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you always need pioneers. That's an important job. And, you know, certainly with Rochelle Pharrell, we're hoping that she's going to give us some new music one of these days.
Yes, I cannot wait. I was at her concert about a month ago, and one of the people in the audience yelled out, "Where's the new CD at?" And she was saying that she just wants to make sure everything is
She's a perfectionist.
Wonderful. Yeah. You know, and I don't blame her. You know, you put your money into it, you invest in it, you want it to be perfect.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I think that's important, and we'll certainly be there to support it. Hopefully we can get Rochelle back on the air one of these days, too.
That would be wonderful. Yeah. She's going to be back here for like a week in October at Blue Valley.
Yeah. So she's headlining, or she's playing with somebody else?
She always does her own show at Blue Valley at least once or twice a year, and it's always sold out. Always.
Wow. So she's got, yeah. Rochelle Pharrell's got a pretty hardcore following, you would say.
She does. And I think that's, she hasn't had to come out. She hasn't had to come out with a new album for so long because she has such a strong following. She does shows and all over, and people still love her because she's just so
phenomenal
live. Yeah.
Yeah, phenomenal live, but phenomenal and different in the studio too, because like you're saying, being a perfectionist, it's very polished production, and I mean the stuff she did with George Duke, I mean it's pretty mind-blowing.
Yes. You know, she has a few new tracks out though.
Treat the little boy, the little girl, basically still just a baby. some respect for human dignity. Yeah. Baby, there wouldn't be so many failed relationships. Might even have a ghost of a chance of just loving each other by the mind and soul. As time passes by, they begin to multiply. There were some old and some new, stifling, debilitating, and cruel wounds. In a way, and some are passed down from elder to youth. They don't even belong to human wounds in a way. As time passes through, they begin to accrue a strange sort of value, something you think worth holding on to. 'Cause you don't want to change who you are. I know you don't. He loves us strong and true, and when he gets angry, gets misconstrued into violence and wounds. And she loves him equally, but when she feels misunderstood, instead of sharing openly and honestly, she's withholding.
Within the last 5 years, there are a few songs that she's done on other albums. She did a song on Byron Miller.
Okay, I remember that name. Yeah.
He's a very well-known bassist. He worked with
yeah.
him for a while.
Top studio
and
musician.
The song is called I Used to Know You.
Nice. Then well, we're going to have to track these down, Kenny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Rochelle completist here. Got to hear everything the sister says.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, let's drop into this Letticy, and then we're going to pick a track from the Rochelle. So you just wait
Wonderful.
Right there. All right. It's David Love Jones and Kenny Wesley, and we're here on African Rhythm.
So confused, but it's all right. Living day by day, I feel so used. That ain't right. I just wanna run and hide, but I don't have the time to cry. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. All right. Mm. Any thoughts are running through my head. It's all right. Wishing to be somewhere else but here, and it's alright. I can't wait to see your face. I need a smile in your embrace. I'm alright. I'm alright. Yeah.
Life can bring us through many changes. It's alright.
Never give up. Me sad, and it's all right. Some things in the world, they make me mad, and it's all right. In the morning when I see the sun, I know I'm not the only one, and it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Yeah.
wish I had some money to pay my bills. I can't even buy that dress on sale, but it's alright. Having money don't mean a thing. Loving you is everything, and I'm alright. I'm alright, yeah.
Nothing can bring us through any changes. It's alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright,
yeah.
Come and they go,
they go.
That's just the way that it goes.
Everything is everything. Everything is everything. It's gonna be alright. Everything is everything. It's gonna be
alright.
Keep on trying, my heart.
That, of course, is the also incredible Rochelle Farrell. Hey, Kenny?
Yeah.
Studio perfection there with the Mr. George Duke, and that was her debut CD back when she was signed to Capitol and Blue Note, so she had a taste of the big time.
Yeah, that was a beautiful album. I got my parents into her with that CD there. My mom is a singer, and every time I went home, she'd be singing a new song off of the CD. Oh, this is my favorite now.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, I mean, Rochelle's music is basically, the more you listen to it, the more you get into her. And there's so much depth there that you can get in. I mean, at first, I didn't really get into the sister track from Individuality. And then I was like, oh, my God, this track is so incredible. I want to listen to it all the time now.
Yeah, so. That's so true. That album really grew on me. It was a process because I was really going through a lot of that Individuality album in my own life about just learning to accept yourself and love yourself. And that album really was a soundtrack for that period of my life when I first bought it while I was in college.
Hey, baby. Something I got to tell you.
boy. Let me break the news. I am no longer in love with you. That is why I gotta go.
Yeah, well, no, for sure. You know, I mean, it's socially conscious, soulful music, and it's touching on jazz, too, you know. So, I mean, I think that's the way forward for music is to, you know, embrace its past, but look towards the future, you know.
That's so true, too. And that's one thing that I really appreciate about the new artists like Medicine, how they embrace jazz because it seemed like it was starting to be a lost art form. Everybody wants to do pop music now.
But yeah.
Now you have people that are bringing it back, you know.
There is a strong, dedicated audience to appreciate this kind of music, and it's not going to go away. You know, I mean, like, once you've made fans, once you become a Rochelle Pharrell fan, Lettucey fan, there's no going back. You know, you're going to be at every concert they ever come to town. You know, I mean, they're that important.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about them cussing you out if you want an autograph after the show. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah, plus they're real people, too. You know, they're from sort of a grassroots, organic kind of approach. So they're not too big of a star ever or anything like that. But why don't we go into a couple more neo-soul singles now, Kenny? A couple that you haven't heard. And this track, this artist I'm talking about, Yawande, we're going to listen to first. And then secondly, Yolanda Johnson.
Wonderful.
All right.
Sometimes I wonder how to get over the shame. Pictures of the life that I live behind. I wonder, silly, silly game. Trying to hold on to love in the worst kind of way. I just wanna hide until tomorrow.
I just wanna run in the world behind. Got me stressing about the sorrow.
There just ain't no joy in the fame. Celebrity, they call me. They don't even know my name. Track to home, home to hope in a house of pain. I just wanna hide until tomorrow. I'm always saying,
I just wanna run through the world. I got me stressing about the sadness.
Won't help me the way I want to help you and keep it moving.
that he gave his heart to. The girl had him wide open. He didn't know that he was getting used. And she told him that she loved him and then went off bragging to her girlfriends, talking about how she was pimping him for his dividends to get ahead. Now, why do people?
Why do people do the things they do?
I wanna know why.
Why don't they just go and tell the truth?
You think it'd be so easy?
You ain't living him the way that he lives for you. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
And Johnny's girl always dreamed of being a model or an actress on TV.
Say what?
She met a handsome baller who just so happened to be in the industry. He said, I got mad connections, what can you do for me? She said, what are you implying? He said, nothing comes for free. He said,
I know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that's looking for somebody just like you.
Whoa.
And then he said,
give me what I want, you know what I want, trust me, I promise that I can make every single one of your dreams come true.
Ain't it funny? Ain't it funny? Ain't it funny how you reap what you sow?
Sure, I know that's right.
And for the love of money.
Say what?
And for the love of money.
Okay.
And for the love of money, you end up looking like I could.
Wait a minute, jerk.
Why do people do the things they do? Why's your success more important than you? What goes around, it comes around right back at you. What was you thinking?
All right, well, we're getting down to the final part of the show. Are you with us, Kenny?
I am.
Good. I tell you, college radio, I know, we have to improvise a little bit here and there, you know?
All right.
Yeah. But Yawande, a great talent, and then Yolanda Johnson is that last track we heard. I just want to continually bring to the fore, unknown artists, because the only way they're going to become known and collaborate with those we know and whatever is we just have to share, spread the word. You know, that's what it's all about.
And we are grateful because it's hard enough to get any opportunity. You know, I'm grateful for all the opportunities that come, whether it be small, big, internet, terrestrial, whatever. Thank you so much for this great interview.
Yeah, no problem, Kenny. Well, it was wonderful to hook up with you through MySpace, and it bodes well, you know, that I can meet artists such as yourselves and hear their music, and then all of a sudden I realize, you know, you're connected with all these other artists I like. So, like you're saying, it's one big family, and, we're all here to support each other, and of course, best of luck with the album. I'm going to be with you to help you support that. We're going to go out. Angie Stone, another one of my favorites. I'm going to go back to her first album. You know, that's a wonderful track. Bone to Pick is the one I'm liking. But before we do that, Kenny, I'd love you to sing a little bit of a cappella, and that would be an honor. What track would you like to bring to the people?
It is something that is going to be released very soon on my upcoming LP called I'm Sorry.
Live on the air from Washington, D.C., this is Kenny Wesley.
Friend, when I walked to you that day, I was just asking to be your friend. You know that later on what I wanted was so deceitful. My intent was so evil. Not being up front, not showing real love. For that, I write these words. I'm sorry for lying to you. It's not up to me. If you forgive or forget, it's
time I forget and I ain't even there when I tell you I'm sorry. I want you to know I love you. Oh, yes, I do. I can't live in the love for you.
Wow. That was wonderful, Kenny. I really appreciate you singing live for me. That's phenomenal. And thanks again. That was a wonderful evening of sharing your music and sharing some of the other music we love. So we'll do it again once we have your CD ready to bring to the people.
Wonderful. Thanks again.
Thanks, Kenny. And, of course, you're listening to David Love Jones. I'm here on CITR 101.9 FM. And so peace to you, Kenny.
And have a great night.
Yeah, peace and blessings to you all out there.